Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Dennis Wasted down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then Art also talked with Mike Persons from Muskies Incorporated, and we've got some great fishing tips for you from Hayward area fishing guide Tim Duffy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Players Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come into Hayward Power Course now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the number one off-road lineup. Got work to do? Haul more people, more cargo, and get more done with Ranger, the world's hardest working, smoothest riding utility side-by-side. Handle anything nature throws at you for the legendary Sportsman, the best-selling automatic ATV of all time. Or experience the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility in a high-performance RZR. And live life without limits. Get rolling at Polaris.com or see us at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, and online at HaywardPowerSports.com for rebates up to $2,000.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 9/30/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down in Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we've got Art Madeline, the co-host, and Desmond Bennett, and we've got Dennis in here, Dennis Wasted from Hayward Bait and Bottle. Morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It is.
Good morning.
And we're looking at fall, and it's cooling off as we're talking here. Looks like finally getting the water temperatures dropping down. What have you been hearing here at the bait shop as far as the fishing, Dennis?
Fishing started to get a little bit better, is it? Always will when the water temperatures start dropping.
Yeah, you know, and the big thing everybody kind of looks at is a muskie, because we got the Muskies Inc. tournament coming up and a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, that's about a month, I guess. No, not
actually,
even.
As it airs, it'll be a week away.
Yeah. We're already selling suckers like crazy. Even this morning, you know, it's been a call for them. So I think the muskie fishing is going to pick up, and the tournament should be really good.
The northern fishing is picking up too. If you're on a clear lake and you have a white minnow bait, or a white or a perch colored bait, try it. They really work. I was out the other day and we caught, I think we got 10 northerns, and one was almost 27 inches long.
You know, I hope this cool down actually picks up the crappie fishing and the walleye fishing. And that's the stuff that's been kind of sporadic, because you had some big bug hatches going on, believe it or not.
Right. But I think the water temperatures dropping has caused the crappies and the walleyes to move shallower now.
Yeah, you bet.
How shallow is shallow? I was in the boat, still fiddling around. I thought, well, I just wonder if they're right on shore. I whipped a little plastic bait in there, and I caught five bluegills, just boom, 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 like that. And it was obvious. It was sunny.
Yeah. So if the bluegills are there, you know who else is there.
Yeah, you bet. And Desmond's standing here. I know you haven't been out much fishing, but you're getting out pretty quick.
Yeah, I've been working all month so I can take the next 2 weeks and go up to Canada and go on a couple different fishing trips. Up for lost time.
Yeah, we got some filming to do too when you get back, but for some YouTube stuff. But yeah, I think the fishing's going to actually be pretty good this fall, really, Dennis.
Yeah, I think so too. But, you know, fall is always pretty good. Spring and fall always pretty good. Summer is the tough part of fishing.
Yeah. I think the biggest reason is when the food sources start to go down, the fish have to look more to find something to eat. I don't know if you got anything else here to talk about, Dennis. I know your hunting seasons are coming up here, or on right now. Some of the hunting seasons, the archery season's open, and I know there've been people out there. You guys are stocked up good here at the store.
We're stocked up good, and we're selling a lot right now, doing a lot of licenses for hunting.
You had any reports on hunting at all yet? Did anybody talk about
it? Not really. I haven't heard a whole lot yet. But I imagine here shortly we'll be hearing stuff.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people kind of wait a few while to get out there. It's not in a big rush to get out. There's too many leaves on the trees. And I don't think the bird hunting is going to be very good this fall, Art.
Well, it's interesting. By the time this airs, the Natural Resources Board will have met and decided whether they're going to leave the season on grouse the way it is in the book, or whether they're going to cut a month off. We'll know then.
And, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. As we come back, you've got an interview you did with Mike Persons from Muskies, Inc., so we'll be back right after these messages.
Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also carry archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, scents, tree stands, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Store your boat where it will be safe and cared for at Hayward Power Sports, the area's largest marine and power sports storage facility with more indoor storage than ever. Call now to reserve your space and bring it in when you're done for the season. Your boat will be prepped by certified techs who properly winterize today's high-tech motors. They offer shrink wrapping and indoor storage, plus a 20% discount on any repairs done when you store your boat with them. State licensed and bonded, Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And Art, I know you had a chance to talk to Mike Person.
Well, the big tournament is coming up, and it's going to be good this year. I think the number of people who are registered so far is big. Mike will talk about that and what's going to happen at the tournament. And he included something that's rather interesting, how to handle those fish during the tournament. That's an interesting thing that a lot of people just don't understand yet.
Well, I know, and I think we lose some fish that way. People just don't know how to handle, especially bigger fish.
Absolutely, absolutely. And while we're on the subject of muskie tournaments, I'm a little behind, but I do want to congratulate Kristen Elmer on winning the Flowage muskie hunt a couple weeks ago with a 48-inch beauty. Makes the second year in a row ladies have won that tournament. Last year, Amanda Wilson won it. The girls fish out of the same boat, and they're two of the women that put on the ladies' muskie school, too.
Oh, that'll be coming up, too, right?
That'll be October 19th to the 21st out at Deerfoot Resort on the Flowage. You can give them a call if you want to get registered. Amanda will be happy to get you set up with that.
Let's hear what Art had to say talking to Mike Persons, and we'll be back after that.
Today we have the pleasure of talking with Mike Person, who's the perennial president of the local chapter of Muskies, Inc., and the big tournament's coming up soon. Mike, October
5th, 6th, and 7th, Art. So Friday, October 5th, Saturday, October 6th, and then Sunday morning, October 7th, we fish. And we try to have it the first weekend of October each year, and so that will be the case this year. And this is our 41st annual fall tournament. And this is a major fundraiser for our club. Over the years, we've raised over $450,000 that's gone back into fishing, primarily here in the Hayward area. So that's why we do it, and we're looking for a good turnout again this year. Last year, we had 440 people, and they caught 80 fish.
Was that high for the tournaments?
Maybe. We've probably gone from 60 to 100, depending on how many people we've had fishing. So it was a good catch. You know, it's partly weather dependent, but even within that framework, somehow it varies year to year, and I can't exactly explain why. And this isn't a serious tournament, by the way. We're not trying to find the best musky fishermen in northwest Wisconsin. What we're trying to do is have a good time and raise money for fishing. And so you don't need to be a professional. All you got to do is sign up, go out there and give it a try and catch a fish. And everybody that catches a fish gets a plaque. And of course, we have prizes for the top 10 fish catchers. In other words, they get a merchandise prize, they get a trophy. And then we also have a replica for the person that catches the largest. And then finally, our major prize, which is a boat motor trailer from Hayward Power Sports. We want to thank them, as long as I'm talking about them, for their help. The boat motor trailer is given away by drawing, and we draw from everybody who's in the tournament. So Sunday at our awards banquet, you need to be there, and you might win a boat motor trailer simply by being in the tournament. Let me back up a little bit, though. I want to say that Muskies, Inc. is a not-for-profit organization. The Hayward Lakes chapter is part of a national organization. Our chapter has about 125 people. The national organization has about 6,000 with 30 chapters that are scattered around the U.S. So none of us are paid. We're all volunteers.
So how much will come in for the tournament after it's over? How much do you think the chapter might have for future projects?
It varies. I'm going to say between, let's just call it approximately $15,000 a year is generated by the tournament. And then over the years, we've stocked 30,000 fish. We've supported a number of DNR projects like pick tags, readers. We've funded transmitter studies, milfoil eradication, pier installation. We've helped rebuild launch ramps. We just did this last fall. We helped rebuild a launch ramp on the Chippewa flowage, extended some so that when the flowage is drawn down in the fall, you can launch your boat. Every year we award two $1,500 scholarships to a youth college student who's in a natural resources area. And we also help Fishing Has No Boundaries, the Fishing Hall of Fame. We have a kids day. And then of course there's a economic boost to the area for the fishermen that are coming in to participate in the tournament. And if you want to be in the tournament, you need to sign up at Hayward Bait and Tackle or Jenks Out on the Flowage. The cost if you sign up before the 19th is $90, and after that it's $10 more. Then there's also a youth entry fee. For youth that are 16 and under, it's just $25. So if you've got a youngster that would enjoy it, please think about taking them fishing.
What are some of the activities that are going to happen during this three-day period?
Okay. Now we fish from Friday and Saturday from 8 to 6, and then Saturday night we have a big raffle at Flat Creek Inn. We're going to have over 100 prizes there that you can buy raffle tickets for, and there's also free hors d'oeuvres. Of course, there's drinks available. The doors open at 7, and then we start the raffle at 8:30, and then about 8:30 we'll also have the current standings to see how the fishing's going. On Sunday, we have our awards ceremony, and that's also at Flat Creek. Doors open at 1. We start our ceremony promptly at 2:30, and that's where we do give away the boat motor trailer. We also, of course, award the top 10 fishing people their prizes. There's also raffles available for some higher-end items, so to speak, some very nice things you can win by putting your ticket in a raffle bucket. And we try to move it along quickly so that people that have a drive can get on the road and head for home that afternoon.
Sounds like a great event. You know, one of the projects you guys are involved with last year that I couldn't believe was trying to figure out how to keep the muskies that are going for extended growth how to keep them safe in the ponds at the Tommy Thompson hatchery.
Those ponds have had several problems over the years that we've been able to help with. The first one was otters were coming in from the nearby river and enjoying the free food. And so our club helped provide the funding to put fencing around the ponds that were being affected, and that has helped. And now the next problem that hatchery people are trying to solve is they have ospreys that live nearby, come down and help themselves whenever they feel like it. And so our club provided the funding for the hatchery people to provide, I'm going to call it cords or strings over the top of the ponds to prevent the osprey from diving in and helping themselves. And so they have been somewhat successful at that, at keeping the osprey out this year, to the point where they're going to have more fish than they anticipated or hoped for. And so that's going to help the muskie stocking in our area.
That's kind of neat. I was really, when I read the information on that situation, I was really amazed. Unique way to try to keep those doggone little guys alive so they can make it into being an extended growth fish. Well, when we talk about extended growth fish, what are we talking about in terms of size?
Well, I think my understanding of it is that right now a typical stocking is not extended growth. Extended growth, and now I'm not a biologist,
okay,
but extended growth would be where they keep the fish in the ponds longer and try to grow them bigger. And in previous years, we've been able to help with that to some degree by buying extra feed and minnows so that those fish can be longer, bigger, and survive other predators when they're put in the lake. And now this year, we are not going to be a part of that. And the extended growth, so to speak, which is maybe 3 weeks, I don't think they're doing it this year, primarily because the fish that they're stocking are not going in to pike-infested waters. So when they go into lakes where there's a lot of pike, like Couderay or the Chippewa Flowage, they want those fish to be as big as possible so that they don't easily get eaten by pike. So at any rate, I think this year's stocking is going to be a good one, but you know, you need to talk with Max and the hatchery people about that. Let me go back to our tournament, though. So if people want to get in the tournament, they need to sign up by Thursday night, which is, let's see, October 4th, is that correct?
I believe it.
Yep. They need to sign up at Hayward Bait and Tackle or Jenks by 11 p.m. Because once we start fishing on Friday, everybody needs to be in the tournament. And so if you are in the tournament and you catch a fish and you're out on the lake, you need to have two witnesses. And so what you should do is have a great big net, because the net can act as your live well. Catch a fish, leave the fish in the net over the side of the boat, get the hooks out, and then you need to have two witnesses. One can be your boat partner. The other needs to be somebody outside your boat or party. So you need to flag down another boat. The best way to do that is to have a small air horn, which are available at the bait shops. So you need to signal another fisherman. He comes over. You measure your fish in front of your partner and the other person. And then they fill out a form indicating that they saw you measure this fish and they witnessed it. And then you take that form to the bait shop. So the fish goes back in the water without a minimal amount of damage, so to speak, or handling, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And we want those fish to live. And so then everybody brings their forms in the day of the catch. And then we, on Sunday, put the information together to find out who's caught the most fish, so to speak. And the emphasis is on getting the fish back in the water, healthy and able to live again, be caught by somebody else, reproduce and grow bigger, and because that's what catch and release is all about. It's also a good idea to have hook cutters in your boat so that if the fish has really got the hooks embedded in them, you take a side cutters and cut those hooks and leave part of the hook in there if necessary, or that generally makes it easier to get the hook out. And then, as I said, have a big net and have the air horn. And so,
well, Mike, I'm glad you explained that, because a lot of people don't understand it, I think, when they start. And so it's neat to, especially the cutters. You can't believe how easy it is to save a fish if you have a wire cutter.
Yeah, and there's, at the hardware stores are available an inexpensive pair of, it looks like a mini pair of bolt cutters.
You know, yep.
Bolt cutters are big,
yep,
but they have small ones, which are able to cut through steel pretty easily. And as I said, they're inexpensive. I don't think they're more than $15. So it's a good idea to have those in your boat. Maybe I can also mention, let's see, I need to talk about, we want people to clean their boats and trailers before they put into a lake. Tilt your motor down, drain the water out of that housing around the prop, drain your live wells, drain your bilge, check your boat for weeds and anything else that you know might be coming from another lake. And when you switch lakes, make sure you clean your boat, motor, trailer, because we want to try to prevent the transfer of invasives. And I know I've had some people say, well, it's impossible, you can't stop it. But I think my own observation is, at the very least, we've slowed it down considerably. And by slowing it down, some lake associations have been able to treat different kind of weeds that they don't want. And so it looks to me like it's being kept under control. So please make sure that you clean your boats as best you can.
Michael, I think you've made a great presentation as usual. And I just want to say I hope that the tournament is a success. And I know it will be. And thank you for coming in and talking to our listeners.
Okay, thanks for having us, Art.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and we need to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors, Art. We come back, we've got a lot more to talk about on Your Outdoors.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And I know, Art, we're talking about different things out here. We got a lot of things to talk about. You get, after the fall turnover, things change radically.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And people understand what happens once the fall turnover occurs. You got the same temperature top to bottom, and you got fish feeding from top to bottom.
You know, I'm talking about crappie fishing. I talked to Tim Duffy, one of our local guides, who was on the radio show a lot. And a lot of people just want to fish crappies with bobbers and minnows and maybe once in a while a jig with plastic. But not as many people fish with lures. And he had a talking about lures, catching them on lures. So let's hear that little quick interview. Come back, we'll have a wrap-up on the show. Tim, you know, when it comes to crappie fishing, most people, they fish with bobbers and minnows. And some of us have been fishing with things like plastics and gulp. But another way is things like little tiny jigging wraps and jigging spoons. Sometimes they'll hit that where they won't hit anything else, it seems like.
Definitely. Me and you found that out on some of the area lakes we were fishing, the Clowage and a number of other lakes. And that jigging spoon has outdone everything out there. And I know before that I was using like that swim jig, little swim jigs was hitting the crappies good. But you know, not even little ones. I've been kind of experimenting going with the bigger spoons also, and it just seems like they pound those things, and we find a lot of the crappies are down on the bottom, and there's some bug hatches and stuff going on, and they just, I don't know what the reason is, but they really slam that thing.
Well, sometimes it's too. Sometimes you get real aggressive with it, snap it up and let it flutter down, but sometimes you want to leave it almost hang there, but they and just twitch it a little bit, but they do hit it harder.
Oh, definitely, and I know for a while that you were putting gulp on yours. I'm just using the plain jigging spoon, and it seems, I mean, I remember as a little kid buying, you know, I didn't have a lot of money to buy lures, so I'd buy like little daredevils, and we could always catch, you know, rock bass and bluegills and things like perch on things like that. But for whatever reason, that jigging spoon is outdoing everything, even the jig with the gulp minnow on it. You tip yours, but like I say, just plain even. You like to have the little paws. I just kind of move mine up and down, and either when it hits the bottom, they're on there, or when you lift it up and stop, they're on there. But they hit it hard.
Yeah, you know, Tim, you want to give out some information for a guide, but if somebody's looking for a fishing guide?
Sure, they call me at 715-634-5100.
Well, you know, interesting, but, you know, these crappies are kind of a little predator, too. They jump on things like, you know, crankbaits and stuff quite often.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how they do it. They'll take a pretty good-sized crankbait, if you want to really think about it. I had a crappie on 2 weeks ago that was about 12 inches, and it hit something I was fishing for walleyes with.
Wow. And Desmond, I know you had a couple things you want to talk about. I know you're heading up to Canada, and a lot of people go up there. There's a few things you need to be aware of when you're going up there.
Absolutely. Things I wasn't aware of the first time I went. And it has to deal with insurance. With a lot of people, your car insurance policy will probably still apply in Canada, but the Canadian law enforcement really like to see a special proof of insurance called a Canada Interprovince card. So if you're going to make a trip to Canada, it's always a good idea to give your insurance company a call and get a copy of that card. Now, not all American companies offer those cards, so what do you do if you get pulled over and you don't have your card in Canada? I've looked some information up online, and the suggestions are to bring a copy of your declarations page in your card, as well as proof of insurance, your normal card. And if you really are feeling worried, you can even ask your agent to get a letter together saying that you do have coverage in Canada. Another thing to consider is that Canada usually requires $200,000 in liability insurance, and that is not, most American states do not require nearly that much. So those are some tips for your car insurance if you're making a Canadian trip. And then the other thing just to keep in mind is that your American health insurance will not apply. So should you get a big musky hook stuck in your hand, you better be prepared to go to the hospital and shell out some actual dollars if you want some help removing that.
Or get good at taking it out yourself, one or the other.
The dollars are better up there right now. Anyway, they're about $1.25 mm-hmm. against our dollar.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit more about fall fishing here. You know, the crappie fishing, the walleye fishing will get better here as we get colder and colder. Although a lot of the action comes from deeper water, Art.
Deeper water, especially with crappies, they seem to go down by the cribs where the river comes into the flowage. I go there every year and have a ball.
And smallmouth bass fishing, too, on the deeper humps is great. And I'd like to use northern pike minnows for bait.
If you heard earlier in the program, Dennis talked about people are buying the sucker minnows.
Yeah.
I think they're fishing for more than just muskies.
You bet. Well, you know, we're about running out of time here for the show. I want to remind folks out there, if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our website at wnoradio.net. And from that website, you can link through to our podcast site and through to YouTube. And I know myself and Desmond have been putting some videos and stuff up on there, and we've actually got a few more we're going to be doing, even for ice fishing, if we get time to get out there, and a lot of good information.
Absolutely, and just take a look for Wisconsin Northland Outdoors on YouTube, and you can subscribe to our channel. Also find us on Facebook under the same name, and follow along.
You bet. Well, thanks. You know, and Art, I don't know if you got any last-minute things here as we wrap up the show.
People should understand that hummingbirds are still moving through right now, and they'll be moving through for another 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So if you've been feeding them, you ought to leave at least a feeder out, because there's always laggers or guys that are going late that make it, but they need food.
You bet. Okay, well, it's interesting, and you know, we're out of time for this week, folks. We'll be back again next week with another interesting topic and show.
Me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.